Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Jocelyn Pelagia. I live in Duluth, and this is my essay, The Melody Within. Recently, I went on a 14-mile bike ride by mistake. It's not like I was transferring the sheets from washer to dryer, only to look down and note with a surprised, "How the heck did this happen?" that I'd been spinning along on a bike for an hour. Rather, I had, knowingly and willingly, led my bicycle out of the garage, set it on an uphill course, and thrown my leg over the seat. Initially, I was in complete possession of my faculties. My route took me along the outer edge of town, ascending a road named Unrelentingly Upwards Avenue. Churning along, I messed with the gears, cursed the jumping derailleur, and coughed loudly to alert foraging black bears. The next day was garbage pickup on the rural road, so it was bear buffet night at the trash cans. And then darkness fell with a heavy thud. Out there alone, I started to feel quivery. Confidence flagging, I tried pep talks. "Just 4 million more cranks of the legs and you'll be at the stop sign. Turn left, pedal another mile, turn downhill, and head towards the park. In no time, you'll be home for chocolate and wine." It was really dark, though. All efforts at pep talks fell flat. I almost stopped caring about chocolate and wine, which is a significantly somber state of affairs. Next, my hands fell asleep, and my nether parts got a bad tingle. As Confucius noted, the journey to crotch numbness begins with a single spoke turning endlessly in the night. In general, I'm not physically gifted, and I grew up in a family that didn't leave the house much, because walking down the driveway to retrieve Opera Monthly from the mailbox was the closest I ever got to summer camp. I still have a steep learning curve with outdoor activities. When I first tried kayaking, I had to cry a little bit. The paddle just didn't do what it was supposed to. Tarnation if the kayak didn't go hither when I was paddling yon. The good news about me and tears is that they blow through. After the catharsis, I get back down to business. And then, when it's all over, I'm raring to go again. And when I do, I weep some more. It's all part of the confounding contradictions that create my mystique. So there I was, in the pitch black, fatigued, endlessly pedaling, knowing I still had a long way to go, or at least I thought I did. I hadn't biked this route before and was working from half-digested directions given by my husband as I snapped on my helmet and knotted my shoes. Uncertain of my location and craving a large order of French fries, I started to contemplate a few therapeutic tears. Interestingly, I couldn't generate any. My emotional state was startlingly pragmatic. Nothing felt great, and I really wanted it to be over. But what could I do? Just keep pedaling, really. I came to a junction and, in the inky blackness, felt my way off the pavement and onto the gravel road that signified the turn toward home. Quickly, I realized I couldn't see the trees around me on the remote road. I started wobbling into the ditch, understanding I was off course each time I experienced a thump and the ground falling away. Rattled by my inability to see the road, I decided to turn around and retrace the easier route. Still, amazingly, I didn't cry. It was starting to look like I might knuckle down and do this thing without the requisite 2 minutes of weeping. As a gal who's well in touch with her own drama, I wasn't accustomed to such efficient matter-of-factness. Instead of crying, I sang. So long as my voice, veering wildly between unintended flats and piercing sharps, filled the yawning darkness, I didn't have to wipe my eyes with my sleeve. Bolstering my spirits, providing myself with company in the midst of blackness, I sang. Drawing upon the lessons of a childhood home filled with classical music, I warmed up with scales before moving into largely fabricated versions of the Toreador song and Nessun Dorma. When I launched into O Solo Mio, a bear wearing earplugs skittered past. By the time I reached the home stretch, I was hoarse, alternating croaking with hand flailing as I tried to restore blood flow. Over the sound of my stomach growling and my private bits protesting, they'd been singing Joan Baez and Bob Dylan, I realized that my fumbling attempts at fitness could have rendered me pathetic. However, thanks to an assist from Mozart, Puccini, and Bizet, I rolled up to the garage grinning, triumphantly uneaten by bears. Tripping over a hose in the darkened garage, I caught my balance and took a bow.
To listen to this episode again or subscribe to the podcast, and for more information about this author and her work, go to kumd.org and click on Programs, then Women's Words. Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood. The assistant producer is Haley Westfall. Music by Sharon Isbin. Funding for this program is provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.